Tracy Frank is here from the Hope Pregnancy Center, and big doings coming up.
Yes, Bill, we have a little dessert and coffee with journalist Cal Thomas coming up on Tuesday, April 5th at the Brazos County Expo Complex.
And how does one go about being a part of that?
Well, it's pretty easy. They can either give us a call at 979-695-9193, and we can take the information over the phone, or they can visit our website, partnerwithhope.org, and they can register online. We're selling table sponsorships that start at $250, ranging on up to $2,500. But open seating, general admission, is free. So all we ask is that you register. We don't want to get too many desserts, although the college students that help us out always like taking the extras home. But we want to be a good steward. So if you could just register with us, you can attend for free.
Again, the annual spring fundraiser for Hope Pregnancy Center. How's business been?
I guess you could say it's been booming. It's kind of hard to put in perspective when you're looking at a crisis pregnancy center. But in 2009, we saw approximately 1,000 women and men. And in 2010, we saw almost 1,500. So we have seen a lot of new people coming into the center. About 75% of those clients are first-time visits. And then some repeats that come to visit us because they like the services and what we're able to provide them.
Which include what?
Well, we are what's called a medical center, so we provide a free pregnancy test and prenatal vitamins. We have a full-time registered nurse on staff, and she performs limited obstetric ultrasound. So we're able to verify that the pregnancy is viable. We know that there is a heartbeat. We know that it's located where it's supposed to be located, and we also know the gestational age. And this is very important for women to know that. Sometimes these days with the various birth controls, people are unsure of their dates. We've had one client come in thinking she was 12 weeks along and turned out she was 22. So we needed to hurry up and get her down and get her Medicaid. And we've been able to give miscarriage precautions if necessary. And also we've had the pleasure of telling someone they're expecting twins.
And how does Hope Pregnancy Center fit in the continuum of services then?
We primarily focus at the initial point of finding out that you're pregnant. About 40% of our pregnancies are what's traditionally known as a crisis pregnancy. It could be a single teenager or college student. Crisis, of course, is defined by the person experiencing it, not us. It could also be a family, maybe experiencing some financial trouble. And we see quite a few international students where their crisis is being pregnant with their first baby far away from home in a culture they don't really know or understand. So for them, we're meeting their needs at that point of crisis by providing medical services, educational services, material aid and assistance. For the rest, we are at that point. Most of the prenatal clinic in town does not provide a free pregnancy test. So we provide the free pregnancy test, and then they can go get Medicaid and then get the services of the prenatal clinic or other doctors in town that provide Medicaid. So we're at that initial point of finding out that you're pregnant.
If we have a listener who is in that situation or knows of someone who can benefit from Hope Pregnancy Center, what's the step?
Well, they can give us a call. Right now we're by appointment, but we do have a lot of appointments. We're open 46 to 48 hours a week, depending on the number of volunteers that we have, Monday through Friday. So we're open late some evenings. They can call 979-695-9193. We also have a client website that provides information about our services, and that's hopepregnancy.org.
You also brought up the volunteer aspect, if somebody might be interested in volunteering.
We definitely need volunteers. I would say that we probably would have hit the 2,000 number in 2010 for number of clients served if we had had our full contingent of volunteers. It's directly related to the number of volunteers we have, the number of clients that we see.
And back to around to the full circle to wrap things up again, Tuesday, April 5th over at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Again, 7 p.m., the door is open. The program starting at 7:30 with Cal Thomas.
Yes, sir. And we're really looking forward to it. He's got a lot of Houston friends that are going to be coming up, and I think he's going to be surprised with some folks that are coming to see him that haven't seen him in a while.
Terrific. Appreciate the visit this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Tracy Frank with the Hope Pregnancy Center with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.